Shall we continue now our Sirah lesson? If you recall, we were doing the siege of Taif last week. It was after the Battle of Hunain, and Malik bin Auf, remember, he was the commander of the Hawazin tribe, and he went to Taif. He locked himself in the fort, and then mentioned how the Muslims went, and there was a little bit of a battle, and finally the Muslims, the Sahaba, were victorious and they conquered the fort, and Malik bin Auf himself come before Rasulullah and he embraces Islam. Today we do the booty of Hunain, how this booty was distributed. After leaving Taif, Rasulullah reached Jirana. This is now 5th of Dhul-Qa'dah. It was at this place that all the booty of the Battle of Hunain was gathered. I remember those people came with their families and children and everything. So this booty comprised of 6,000 prisoners, 24,000 camels, 40,000 goats, 4,000 ounces of silver. On reaching Jirana, Rasulullah ﷺ remained there for more than 10 days, waiting for the Hawazin, in hope that they would come to free the relatives, the children, women. However, when no one came, even after 10 to 12 days, then Rasulullah ﷺ began distributing the booty amongst the Sahaba to the rightful recipients. Now, after the booty was distributed, suddenly a delegation comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Hawazin tribe. 9 of them come. They embrace Islam. They take bayat in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pledge allegiance. They then request that their wealth and wives and children be returned to them. It's interesting to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam foster mother Halima Sa'adiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also from this tribe. So the speaker of this tribe, his name was Zuhair, he stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, your maternal aunts, your paternal aunts, and those who fed you in your infancy are amongst these prisoners. If we had such relationships with some king or ruler, he would have been extremely kind to us. Your status is far higher than all of them. He says, أُمْنٌ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فِي كَرَمْ فَإِنَّكَ الْمَرْءُ نَرْجُوهُ وَنَنْتَظِرْ. He says, shower us, O Messenger of Allah, with your kindness. Shower us with your kindness. Surely you are a person from whom we hope and expect this kindness. Rasulullah replied, he said, I waited for you, but you did not come. The booty has now been distributed. You have a choice. And you can choose one of the two, the prisoners or the wealth. They replied, you have given us a choice with regard to wealth or our progeny. We choose our progeny. We will not ask you anything about the camels or goats. Rasulullah said, whatever has come to my family and to Banu Hashim and Banu Muttalib, the goats, and besides, of course, now the prisoners were given back. We're talking about now the camels and the goats. Is whatever has come to my share and to Banu Hashim and Banu Muttalib, you can take all back. However, whatever has gone into the share of the other Muslims, the other Sahaba, I've already given it to them. You should stand up after Zuhr Salah and speak to the people. I'll intercede on your behalf. So we find that after Zuhr Salah, the different people of Hawazin delegation, they delivered very eloquent speeches. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up. So these people stood up and they said that their prisoners may be freed. Rasulullah then stood up and he said, he first praised and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, listen, these brothers of yours from the Hawazin tribe, they have embraced Islam now. And I have given the share that came to me and my family to them. I consider it appropriate that other Muslims also return their prisoners to them. Whoever does this voluntarily, willingly, it will be better. If not, I am prepared to pay the recompense thereof later on. All the Sahaba replied that they would give them voluntarily and willingly. In doing so, 6,000 prisoners were immediately freed. Respected mothers and elders, 6,000 are freed. Amongst those who were taken as prisoners, the long story, was the foster sister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Shima. When these prisoners were first being brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was amongst them, and they were being dragged towards the Muslim, or towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's place where he was staying. And she told them to be a bit easy going with her, because she's a sister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not believe her. These Muslims who were bringing her didn't believe her. They thought, Rasulullah has a sister? We don't know anything about that. She tried to explain, but of course they did not listen. But they brought her, now they're bringing her towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, when she comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this foster sister of Rasulullah was elder in age. She was the daughter of Halima Sa'adiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her mother had given her milk and she fed Rasulullah as well. And when she came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Ya Rasulullah, inni la ukhtuk min al-radah. I am your foster sister. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine this scene now? She comes and she informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am your sister. Oh Muhammad, I am your sister. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew he had a sister, a foster sister, and he'd always been thinking of her, but he'd not know where she was gone, nothing about her whereabouts. He had no idea what had happened to her, and a long time had transpired now. Now he's already made hijrah. Of course, you can see the age of Rasulullah now, and his foster sister has come. They had been together when they were little children. And they think of those days when they were little children, how they would play with one another. And so while they were playing one day, she used to always carry Rasulullah on her hip. And Rasulullah was a little baby, a little child, while they playing. So he happened to bite her. He bit her. The marks still remained in her skin for so many years. It still was there. So Rasulullah asked, وَمَا عَلَامَةُ ذَلِكَ Shima, you say you are my foster sister. What is the sign that you are my sister? She says that mark, when you bit me, عَضَّةٌ عَضَّتْنِيهَا, فِي ظَهْرِي, my back, وَأَنَا مُتَوَرِّكَتُكَ, when I was carrying on my hip. And Rasulullah then recalled, فَعَرَفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْعَلَامَةِ, he realized, he recalled that mark, just that he had bitten her. My respected mothers and elders, they were moved, both brother and sister, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his foster sister. Immediately he is overwhelmed, overcome by love and muhabbat. فَبَسَطَ لَهَا رِذَاءَهُ, he had a shawl that he was wearing. Immediately he removes the shawl from his shoulders. He spreads it and he begs her to sit on the shawl. ثُمَّ قَالَ هَا هُنَا, sit here please. فَأَجْلَسَهَا عَلَيْهِ خَيَّرْهَا, Nabi Sallam made her sit, and of course they sat. They were filled with, the eyes were filled with tears and of extreme happiness. Shima looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa looking at Shima. How happy they were, how happy. So many years had gone by. And today, ajeeb, after this whole incident of Hawazin. She's brought as a prisoner. My sister is taken as a prisoner. And she's come to me. And Nabi Sallam is moved with tears. Khayyaraha, he gives her a choice. Oh my Shima, oh my sister, if you wish, you may return to your tribe. If you wish, you may live with me with respect and honor. In ahbabti, faqimi indi, muhabbatan, mukarramatan. I will show love to you. I will honor you, O Shima. You can stay by me if you wish. Or if you wish, wa in ahbabti, an umti'aki. I will give you goods. I will give you some gifts. فَتَرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ قَوْمِكَ. And you may return. You may go back to your people. Of course, she had so many people that she had to go back to. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you can give me some goods. You can give me some gifts. But I have to go back to my people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honors her. He showers her with gifts. Rasulullah gave her some camels, some goats, slaves. In one riwayat, 3 male slaves and 1 female slave. Rasulullah was so happy to see her. I have heard some ulama mentioning that when Rasulullah leaves her now, bids her farewell, he refuses that she must walk. He mounts her on the camel and he holds the reins. And as far as he could walk out of Madinah, Nabi Kareem Sosam walked with his foster sister. They both were so joyous and so happy, they were elated. After such a long period of time, he saw his foster sister. He is mentioned in Shima, when she was young, and when she was taking care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ تُرَقِّسُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You know how we make a little child, put a child off to sleep, and we sing some nazam, or we read something for the child, and we put the child in a cradle. And she should do this, and she'll say, يَا رَبَّنَا أَبْقِ أَخِي مُحَمَّدًا حتى أراه يافع وأمردا. الله أكبر. Oh my Allah, أبقي أخي محمدا. My brother Muhammad, let him live for long. حتى أراه يافع وأمردا. Until I see him grow into a young man. Until I see him grow into a young strong man. هذا أخ لي لم تلده أمي وليس من نسل أبي وعمي. She says, this is my brother, which my mother did not give birth to. He was not from the progeny of my father or my uncle, but he was my foster brother. فَدَيْتُهُ مِن مُخْوِلٍ مُعِمٍ فَأَنِمْهُ اللَّهُمَّ فِي مَا تُنِّي. Oh Allah, I gave away all my other cousins and all my other brothers and sisters from my maternal, paternal side. I got this foster brother. Huh? Oh Allah, you grow him, oh Ya Allah, and make him grow into a strong, young, healthy man. In one place she says, Muhammadun khayrul bashar mimman mada wa man ghabar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of mankind. She embraced Islam. She embraced Islam. And then she says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of mankind. Mimman mada wa man ghabar. From all those who passed, man hajja minhum aw i'tamar. Whoever had made hajj or umrah, still Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of mankind. Ahsanu min wajhil qamar. His face is more brilliant than the 14th full moon. Min kulli untha wa dhakar. Better than any other male or female. Any other person. Min kulli mashboobin aghar. He was more handsome than any other beautiful and handsome person. This was Shima's poetry regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The senior Quraysh who embraced Islam on that day, or on the conquest of Makkah, of course, they just brought Iman. They still needed a lot of effort on the Iman. And because the Iman was not completely and very firmly, or not firmly embedded in their hearts, Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then had mentioned even in the Quran about those whose hearts are to be reconciled. Rasulullah then gave them a lot of booty. He gave them extra. Some received 100 camels each. Some 200. Others just received 300. So they were given, because Rasulullah wanted to make Iman come more stronger in their heart. The Ansar were not given anything. So some youngsters from the Ansar, they began to say, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quraysh, while he did not give anything to us, whereas it was our swords that are still dripping with their blood. Others said, we are called to help during times of difficulty, but the booty is given to other people. Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah hears of this, he hears these statements, he immediately called Ansar. He addresses them, "Oh Ansar, what is this that I'm hearing?" The Ansar replied, "Ya Rasulullah, none of our leading and senior people have said this. There were some youngsters who said this." Rasulullah said, "Oh group of Ansar, were you not astray when Allah guided you through me? Were you not astray when Allah guided you through me? You were enemies to each other. Remember Aus and Khazraj? You were enemies to each other. And Allah united you through me. You were poor and destitute. Allah gave you prosperity, barakah through me." The Ansar replied, "Whatever you said is absolutely true and correct, without doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasulullah have been extremely kind to us." Rasulullah said, You can reply to my statement by saying, "Oh Muhammad, when people rejected you, it was we who believed in you. When you were without any helpers, it was we who came to your assistance. When you were without any support and base, it was we who gave you refuge. When you were poor, it is we who saw to your needs. O group of Ansar, are you grieving over the fact that I gave a little bit more wealth than a few dirhams of this world, which have no real value, to a few people, merely to reconcile their hearts towards Islam, and that I left you out because I have full confidence on your Islam, I have full confidence on your Iman, I have full confidence on your conviction and dedication? Are you not pleased that people take camels and goats and return to their homes, while you take the messenger of Allah back home with you? I take an oath in Allah, in whose control is my life. Had the emigration not been something that was designed by Allah, I would have also been from the Ansar. If the people follow a mountain pass, and the Ansar follow a different mountain pass, I will follow the mountain pass that is followed by the Ansar. I will traverse and travel that road. O Allah, show your mercy and kindness to the Ansar and the progenies of the Ansar." No sooner Rasul said this, Ansar began screaming out and crying. The Ansar began to cry to such an extent that their beards got wet. They said, "We are completely happy with this distribution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasulullah has made. We are happy." And the people thereafter dispersed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. May Allah assist us. May Allah guide us. May Allah give us the true understanding of the Quran and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.